Okay, Coach Bellamy, were you ever up here as a player? Rantoul didn't exist when you were a player, were you?
No, Rantoul wasn't here. We were outside the stadium on the east side of the stadium, and we had our practices out there to practice for this game.
Yeah, so what do you think of coming up here? Do you like getting away? You know, all the players are here, meetings are here. You know, do you like this kind of environment?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's beneficial because I think the thing about it, at some point, you have to get focused. Mm-hmm. You know, being in Champaign initially, you know, you're there for 5 days. It gets the acclimation period. The thing about it is that the guys still have that influences of Green Street and Neal Street and the hotel, people walking around here with football. You know, everything around here is football. And they get an understanding, so then we're focused. That when they're free time, they can get focused on football. When they're not tired, they can watch football. And so we're in Champaign. If they're not tired, they might have the video games or, you know, whatever. But I think at some point that 5 to 10 days is beneficial for us as a program.
Okay. Talking about your receivers, you know, I've noticed Marchie Murdoch is getting some time up there, you know, with the twos, and, you know, he's getting a lot of reps. How do you feel about the freshman?
I think it's phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. We're more surprised than with the fact of how groomed they are, because with Marchie and DJ, both of them have a skill set that, as a freshman, you don't expect as how we got them. We didn't expect them to be able to contribute. Both of them have opportunities to get playing time. We're trying to see them. That's why, you know, what I've done is to put them up with the twos at points to see how they respond.
Sure.
Because that's the biggest thing is that, you know, if you go with the threes or the fours, sometimes you're not expected to do as much. But to go on with the twos, you still have either Riley or you have Aaron or you have Nate throwing the ball. So you're expected to be in the mix and make sure you know what you're doing. So they responded well.
You probably have – well, not probably. You have the most experienced group on the of any position.
Right.
You know, you've got four seniors out there. Do you like that? I mean, does it feel good to have experience? And
man, like guys? I said, like I said back in the spring, sometimes you feel like you're cheating because the fact is you got guys who, even with a new offense, they've been – for the seniors, this is their third offense in 3 years. Mm-hmm. So for them, they know they have adapted. They still have questions, but they have questions because of new things we're putting in because of the abilities they have mentally. You know, so for us, with that ability, it gives us the opportunity to do for different things. We can throw different formations in with them. We can put personnel groupings. We can tag a play, and they understand what we're doing. And if they don't understand, they got an idea. So it's not as much of, well, we got to go over film and film, and we got to see what they did at Western Michigan with this, and we got to see what Cuba did at Stanford or Florida with this. No, we can just say, this is what you're capable of doing. We're going to put you in that position to be successful. So with them four seniors, it's great. And the best part about it, they're selfless enough that the younger guys are coming up and they're saying, this is what you need to do. The guys make a mistake on the field, they walk over to them and say, this is what you need to do. So it's a competitive thing, but at the same time, I think the seniors finally realize that this is the end of their journey and it's up to them to make it a successful one.
Does it feel good to be wearing orange and blue? I mean, last year you weren't, you know, an official assistant, but you were a part of the staff, and this year feel good.
I mean,
to be
it's
back
surreal.
School.
You know, it's surreal. I mean, sometimes, you know, going through situations like picture day, and being one of the 10 coaches, you know, you get goose pimples. And then to see, you know, the press conferences and your name being called, and you know, my wife is saying I went to the lunch, and you know, I'm coach's wife, and to see my whole family go through that process, it's something that, you know, is exciting for me.
Sure.
But at the same time, it makes it exciting for my family. And, you know, and my whole thing is not about me right now.
Yeah.
You know, and I even said it the other day, you know, I've had my past, but my future and my present is great. Right. You know, so that's how I feel is that, you know, I want to help those guys be part of a journey to where in 20 years they're calling me, you know, telling me about something that happened in their life because of the relationship we built.
What's your best memory from your years as a player? My guess has always been the USC game because that was such
phenomenal.
A, you know,
I mean, and
out of nowhere, 14 points.
Right, and that's the biggest thing is you got that situation to where, you know, we were supposed to go to Russia to play the game. We ended up having to go to the Coliseum. You know, Coach McAfee drove us over to the Rose Bowl. You know, that whole deal. We were ranked pretty high, but USC, I think, was third or fourth in the country.
Yeah, fourth in the country.
We were very confident. We had a great defense. Jeff was coming into his own. We had great receivers. You know, and we just wasn't on all cylinders, and all of a sudden, boom, boom, bang.
Yep.
We had that confidence. And that whole year was kind of a storybook deal for us, the Michigan State game, the Ohio State game. You know, then it ended with the Virginia game. And my last game, you know, of my college career was so emotional for me because you put your heart and soul into that.
Yeah.
You know, so that whole season was memorable, and that's why our friendship that we had bonded, you know, Howard was here, and that's my best friend when he was here the other day. You know, we talk about stuff like